my wife is so angry, and it's impacting our family. I keep telling her Hashem has a plan and to have emunah, but she doesn't want to hear that. But isn't that the truth?
It is the truth. It is the truth, yes. But, you know, being right can be a very dangerous thing. Especially when you're right about something holy. So now you feel really entitled to argue your position. Because it's right and it's holy and it's good. And by arguing your position, you're just forcing the other person to dig their heels deeper. So what I would say is this, look, none of us like preachers. None of us like people who are holier than thou. And I know the question is not trying to be holier than thou. I'm not accusing them of that, that's for sure. But I'm saying that's how it's coming off. So, you know, when somebody's stressed out and you tell them, oh, don't worry, it's all from Hashem. You know, if they want to hear that, then great, you know. But if that's not what they want to hear right now, and then you realize that's not the message they're open to, you gotta just back off with that stuff. And like I said, being right is very dangerous, especially being right where you have God on your side. So now, you know, it's jihad, it's holy war. I've God on my side. I'm gonna really press the point, really, really press the issue. And no, you gotta have enough poise to back off. And she doesn't want to hear that right now. She doesn't want to hear religious explanations. So just, you know, reflective listening. Yes, I hear it is so stressful. Yes, I hear. Don't deliver a spiritual message where she doesn't want to hear it. Like the Rebbe said many times, and it's a Maamar Chazal, but we see many times in Igdus, that just like it's a mitzvah to tell somebody something that they'll listen to, it's a mitzvah not to tell them something that they're not ready right now to listen to. So just let that go.